Taste of Galesburg this Thursday. Good morning. It is 8:15. Galesburg's morning news on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday morning. We're a couple of days away from a huge event that happens here in downtown Galesburg. One of the best events that happens here in the city. So many people come out, and it's such a good time. And joining us to talk more about it, they're the new head honchos of the group here this morning. Welcome in Craig Boynton. Craig, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Dune. Well,
Deb Craddy, good morning, Deb. How are you today?
Good.
Well, you guys were in with Sue last year. You kind of did the shadowing and learned everything, and apparently she was a good teacher because you're not worried about anything. You're ready. Things are going to go off without a hitch, right?
Sure.
I knew
no
it.
Worries.
Good to be confident. All right. So the event coming up Thursday. How many now? What do you know? What number we're on?
This is number 32.
32. Yeah. My goodness. And it just seems to grow and get better every single year. So there's, you know, been some adjustments over the year, the way things have been moved around, and I think the setup over the last couple of years has been so good with traffic flow, or as far as human traffic, the flow of people. It's just really been working out really well over the last couple of years.
Definitely, and we've kept it the same traffic flow this year. It really works well. Sue has done a great job in getting an event prepared for this, and just the work that she put into it has made our life a lot easier.
Well, that's the thing. There's so many people that are involved. Of course, you get it organized, but then to get set up, I mean, between the city of Galesburg and the, you know, police and street department and everybody, parks and everybody that gets involved, takes a lot to get this event off the ground.
It right. certainly does. We have a committee of approximately 12 people. As you said, we have the city staff that are helping with us, and then we also have over 148 volunteers that work this event.
Yeah, I mean, and you got, I mean, everything from people don't think about, it's like, okay, you get down there, there's tables and chairs set up for you, things like that. It's like, okay, somebody had to put that stuff there,
right.
Trash cans and everything, and it takes a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, we rely on groups of people. We always have the Galesburg High School Band and the baseball team that work really hard, and we've had lots of different organizations over the years that can earn money for themselves to set all those things up, so.
Yeah. And it is a lot of work. Well, again, it starts on Thursday. Let's get the details. What time will things get underway?
Starts at 4 o'clock and it'll go till 10:30.
And how much is admission?
Entrance fee is $5. Children 12 and under enter for free. Tokens are $1 a piece, and most items are 1 to 4 or 5 tokens.
Yeah, and that's the great thing. There is something for everybody. Even if you're a picky eater, if you have a picky eater in your family, you're going to find something and probably multiple things you like.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How many food vendors this year?
We have 25 restaurants. We have a couple new restaurants this year joining us, Kraft Butcher and Deli, that are in the old Shea Willie's. And then we have Delino's. They've moved to Main Street, and so they're joining us this year.
Yeah, and Kraft in particular hasn't even opened yet, but you're going to get the sample their wares coming up on
Thursday.
Exactly. That's pretty cool. And the other fun thing, there's always great entertainment. Three different bands are going to be playing in some in different locations. Tell us about who's going to be playing this year.
In the children's area, we'll have Jarrett and the Absolutes from 4 to 6:30. On the Simmons Street location, down towards the old carriage house, will be Bits and Pieces. They're also from 4 to 6:30. And then on the main stage in the beer garden, Spoken For, will begin at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, it's always so much fun. Like I said, there's something for everybody. There's entertainment. And, you know, you might stand in line a little bit for something, but you can, if you want to wait for that one, you'll find another place where you won't have to stand in line quite
That's
as long.
Right.
But at some point, that line, but it just kind of varies. Each of the places, each of the restaurants will have a line at some point. You just got to kind of time it right. So is there a map available that people can take a look at where everybody's at, so they can kind of maybe make a plan?
There is. It's on our Facebook page and also the website.
All right. So, well, you can look at the map and you can plan out where you want to go, what you want to try. How about is there a menu? Is what everybody's going to be serving? Will that be, you have to kind of go up and look at each place as to what they're serving?
It's also posted
on
the Facebook page.
Oh, that's posted there too?
Page.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hadn't looked yet. All right. Even better. So, yeah, it makes it even easier to kind of plan things out for you. So, yeah. So it's an event. You don't have to eat ahead of time, because that's what it's all about. The taste of what we have to offer. You know, it's such a great thing. There's just such great variety here in Galesburg of different restaurants, different tastes, different flavors, and this is your chance to find out about it.
definitely. We also have a raffle this year. The raffle will benefit the Prairie Players Civic Theater. Prizes with the raffle include $1,000 in cash, $500 in gift cards from local restaurants, Cubs and Cards tickets, Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets, smart TV, and also an iPad.
All right. So, and where will those tickets be available?
Tickets will be sold by the Prairie Players members that will be out at the event. You need to be present to win, and the drawing will occur at 8:15 on the main stage.
Craig Boynton, Deb Craddy joining us. Taste of Galesburg coming up this Thursday, the 32nd annual event?
Yes. It is.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We would definitely want to make sure that we thank our sponsors for the event, which include G&M Distributors, 105.3 KFM, Galesburg Cottage Hospital, Cottage Rehab, The Register Mail, GBA, GLRA, First Midwest Bank and Trust, Downtown Council, First Midwest Bank, Blick Art Materials, Tompkins State Bank, Waste Management, IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union, Holiday Inn Express and Suites, and also F&M Bank.
You know, the great thing, it's easy to get out because there's so much parking available. The event right down the street from us here on Simmons Street, you get, of course, the big lot on Simmons Street. You'll be able to park there over, you know, kind of by the packing house there off of Seminary and what is that, Mulberry. That lot will be open and behind there as well. So you'll be able to find parking around the corner. I mean, all the down here across the street from the station. And entrance from both ends again?
Seminary Street entrance, and then we also have the North Kellogg Street entrance. And then for those that do park on the south end of the event, there is a soft, what we're calling a soft opening this year for Kellogg Street where people can get in there also.
Oh, okay. Okay. So so three entrances this year. All right. Mm-hmm. Even better. So it's easy to get in and out. And yeah, there will be a lot of people, but it's not so crowded that you can't move around. And like I said, over the last couple of years with the kind of the changes you made that you don't have lines of people kind of blocking the traffic flow. It's a really, really good setup and such a fun event. And again, it's for all ages. Yes, there is some adult beverages available if you so choose,
right.
But it's not like, you know, it's not a bar. People are not there to party in that way. It's just a fun
no, this
family
is all
event.
About the food.
Yep,
a fun family event.
And we have a children's area that will feature Discovery Depot, bouncy houses, a photo booth, face painting. So lots of things for the kids also.
Yeah. And that led into the lot next to the Kensington, kind of the behind. Yeah. And even as you go further toward Main Street, there will be part of that lot available for parking as well.
So, exactly.
Yeah, so easy. I mean, if you can park on Main Street, you can park on, like I said, Kellogg, anywhere. I mean, there's so many different places to park and easy to get to the event without walking very far.
Exactly.
Right. And for the adult kids, of course, we do have the beer garden, and then we also have the Stella Wagon this year. So.
Yep. And that's that was pretty popular last year, I think, sounded like.
The beer garden?
The Stella Wagon. Was that last year or was that 2 years ago?
It's been two or three
years
ago.
Okay, I remember being there, but I was okay. So, well, there we go. Well, what else do we need to know about Taste of Galesburg?
Open at 4 p.m. We'll be going till 10:30 p.m. We're going to have some great weather. Look at the map on Facebook and plan accordingly.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to plan it out. Yeah, man, you might, and I would suggest pace yourself as well.
Yes.
You got plenty of time because having judged in the past, and I, the first year I did it, I did not pace myself very well.
Yeah, you don't want to be in a food coma before the main
band hits. Well, that's what kind of happened because it's like, oh, this is good. I'll judge, eat a little bit this, and then I'll go eat the other things I want to eat. About halfway through the judging, I'm like, oh, I've eaten a lot here.
A lot. Yeah.
So I've learned to pace myself. So, it's a great event. 32nd annual Taste of Galesburg here in downtown Galesburg. And if you see any of the members of the committee, thank them because you guys do an outstanding job of getting this all organized and set up. It's such a wonderful, wonderful thing here in Galesburg. And you see a lot of your friends maybe haven't seen for a while.
Right.
See some other people that come from outside the community too.
Definitely.
Which is nice that it draws people in. So, again, the Taste of Galesburg coming up Thursday. Getting underway at 4:00.
Yep.
4 o'clock goes till 10 or 10:30.
10:30.
And three different bands and 25 different restaurants participating. What a fun time. Deb, anything else you want to add?
No. Food vendors will be open from 4 till about 9 or whenever they run out of stuff. So you don't have to rush to get down there if you want to wait a little while. There's plenty of time to enjoy. Yeah. So.
And you know what will happen? Part of why you have to make your plan because you know there's going to be something in there that's like, oh, I got to go back and get more of that.
Oh,
that's
definitely.
Right.
So
that always happens. Yeah.
Always happens. Craig, Deb, thanks so much for all the work you guys put in, and looking forward to coming up Thursday night.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.